suit and sideburns. The chapel is part of Graceland Presents Elvis, the exhibition, the show, the experience. It opens April the 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort. Probably better know that as the Las Vegas Hilton. That's where, of course, Elvis did hundreds of sold-out concerts from 1969 to 1976. For 6 weeks, an actor, not an impersonator, will do an Elvis concert with a 24-piece band inside the showroom where the king did his thing. That's what it says here. King did his thing.
T-H-A-N-G?
Yeah. There are still, taking care of business, there are still wedding chapels, of course, in Vegas where you can get married by an Elvis impersonator if that's what you want, but apparently Priscilla believes that would be trashy, so we're not going to have any of that at her place, so we'll just see.
That's just stupid marketing. You don't go to Graceland and not get married by Elvis.
Well, it's the Graceland Chapel, the Elvis experience, so yeah.
But you're not experiencing Elvis!
I know, after all. And wouldn't you want to? It's 8 o'clock, 70 degrees, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama insists a nuclear deal with Iran is good for the U.S., but he's making an admission to something Israel's skeptical leader has been loud about. It won't permanently stop Iran from building a bomb. Fox News Radio's Rachel Sutherland, live in Washington.
The president conceded to NPR that as soon as 13 years after the nuclear deal,
the breakout times would have shrunk almost down to zero.
Meaning how fast Iran could build a bomb. The framework deal expands Iran's breakout time from 2 to 3 months currently to at least a year for the next decade.
We are so much better if we have this deal in place than if we don't.
Tehran has maintained its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, but the international community is skeptical, and Israel considers Iran a threat to its very existence. Dave.
Rachel, the jury's about to start deliberating in the Boston Marathon bombings trial. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers, live in Boston.
They've heard weeks of testimony, a lot of instructions from the judge, and now they'll decide a verdict for Johar Tsarnaev. During yesterday's closing arguments, prosecutors showed the jury once again the video of the bombing, showing Tsarnaev walking down Boylston Street, placing that bomb-filled backpack on the ground behind a group of kids, and then walking away. Defense attorney Judy Clark said her client was just following the plan hatched by his older brother, Tamerlan. If convicted, Tsarnaev could get life in prison or the death penalty, Dave.
Tanya, police believe it was carbon monoxide poisoning that killed a man and his 7 children found dead in their Maryland home yesterday after concerned co-workers had called police.
I just felt that something was wrong, that he didn't report to work, and nobody could contact him.
Couldn't contact him for days. Rodney Todd's family says he was using a generator after the power was cut to his home. Can you imagine being 115 years old? Geraldine Talley can, and now she's the oldest person in the world after Gertrude Weaver died in Arkansas at age 116. Talley's one of just 3 people still alive born before 1900. She credits God as her key to long life. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
At Golfsmith, we're not just about helping you get the lowest score. We also guarantee the lowest prices. It's part of the Golfsmith Fairway. We carry all the hottest gear in golf from the biggest brands. And we promise that if you find a lower price on the same gear from an authorized dealer within 30 days, we'll match it. No questions asked. For more information, head to a Golfsmith store near you or check us out online at golfsmith.com/fairway. The Golfsmith Fairway. Anything for golf.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1818 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1818.
I've had the opportunity to work with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates for going on 10, 15 years now. She's helped me buy and sell a pair of homes, and it has been a delight each and every time. To see the inner workings of the system that they have is absolutely remarkable. And they're adding employees all the time because they keep growing and growing and growing, and they're in a brand new location to even better serve you. And with the market being the way it is, now is the time. If you're looking to maybe upgrade your home, this is the perfect time to do it. If you're looking to sell your place, you may get a little more for it than you expected. To find out more, though, you need to go to ZA Real Estate. Again, that's ZARealEstate.com. They employ only the top-of-the-line folks, and it's the most simplified process, at least for a guy like me, that I've ever dealt with, because they are in charge of making sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. All you got to do is, well, tell them you're ready, and you can start the process by going, again, to ZARealestate.com.
Don't miss the stirring finale of the BVSO season as Brigadier General Joe Ramirez, Commandant of the Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets, narrates Copeland's inspiring Lincoln portrait. Under the direction of Marcelo Busicki, this concert will be a moving tribute to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. Tickets for the April 26th concert are available at BVSO.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
WTAW News Time is 8:04, 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County voters may be able to vote at any location in the county this November. County Clerk Karen McQueen will make her first pitch for the voter center idea this Thursday to the College Station City Council.
If you work at A&M and live in North Bryan, you can vote at a vote center there in College Station and not have to rush to get back home before the 7 p.m. deadline for the polls to close.
McQueen's proposal calls for 25 voting centers this November, then cutting the number by half next year. After action from the city councils, school boards, and the county commission, the proposal will go to the Secretary of State. The theme of the newest sculpture at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial is Going Home. Steve Beachy with the Memorial Committee says it depicts two soldiers at the end of the Civil War 150 years ago following the Battle at Appomattox.
There's a Confederate statue, and he'll be depicted as walking south, heading back home. And on the other side of a replica Civil War fence will be the Union soldier, and he's heading home to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of looking at each other, and not fondly, but with caution.
Thursday's program starts at 11:30 at Veterans Park. Improper use of a barbecue pit resulted in Bryan firefighters making two trips to a Westside home. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says the occupant at 1414 Beck, located between Jones and Milam schools, originally tried to start the fire out of Sunday's rain.
And in attempting to try to avert any further problems with the liquid being ignited, it actually made matters worse because it spread to the wall through actions they took in somewhat of a panic.
Firefighters returned yesterday to investigate smoke being seen in the attic space. Bouse says power was turned off and the occupants are staying with family members. That was one of two calls for Bryan firefighters yesterday. Bouse says engines went to Sherwood Nursing Home on Memorial Drive after a report of smoke and the alarms were activated.
The staff of Sherwood Nursing Home had done a really excellent job of evacuating all of the people out of the nursing home. They were caring for them outside.
No one was hurt, and the source of the smoke was not found by either the fire department or the alarm company. A homeless man staying with a Bryan woman and her son has admitted to setting their apartment on fire. 56-year-old Carl Felton entered a plea agreement with prosecutors where he was sentenced to 7 years for the arson that took place on New Year's Day last year. The victims were rescued from the second floor after they called 911 and reported Felton blocked their escape. The Bryan man accused of assaulting, robbing, and kidnapping College Station convenience store clerk 3 weeks ago has now been arrested on a murder charge. College Station police announced 36-year-old Nathaniel Tillery was served an arrest warrant yesterday for the murder of Kevin Garcia. Tillery remains in the Brazos County Jail on bonds totaling just over $1 million. The annual observance of National Public Health Week is underway at the Brazos County Health Department. That means several promotions, including free food handler classes for the first 50 who sign up, and free syphilis and rapid HIV tests on Thursday morning. More information is available by contacting the Health Department, which you can find on our website at WTAW.com. News time is 8:07, about to be 8:08. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
Let's do some weather, shall we? Okay, let's do that. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable all year round. Barker's Heating and Cooling. Here's said weather.
Morning cloudiness, but it should give way to partial sunshine as the day goes on. It'll be breezy and warm, highs around 80 today. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, lows will be 65 to 70. Clouds move in tomorrow, breezy, maybe a shower or two, warm, 80 to 85. Breezy tomorrow night with clouds and maybe a shower, lows near 70. Mostly cloudy and breezy with chance of a shower Thursday. Highs will be around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's who we are. Kathy Bice is here this morning from the Humane Society. How are you today?
I'm dandy.
Wonder. This is a big weekend for you guys.
Oh, yes. It's the big one.
Yeah.
We are doing Adopt-a-thon, and we've got 7 organizations adopting out homeless animals.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
We all work together.
You've been stocking up all for months and months and months, and you've had people who've been kind of storing the animals for you when you got overcrowded, and now you're ready to release them upon the folks here in Brazos County.
We've got a few in foster home that'll be coming back Friday. We've got a wonderful little papillon, and if you don't know what a papillon is, it's like a little fluffy, lightweight chihuahua with feathery hair on its ears. And
that's the one that when it won in Westminster, jumped into the little bowl that it wins, which was a really great, that was a great shot. You know, I see the dog actually fitting inside that. But anyway, so you got adoption starting at 9 o'clock in the morning this weekend.
Nine in the morning. Yeah. Get out there early so that you get the pick of the litter. And we've got the 7 organizations. They'll all be out under the tents near the adoption building. And then we'll have agility demonstrations at 10 in the morning.
Oh, fun.
We'll be unveiling the perfect pageant winners at 10 in the morning, and it'll all be in front of the volunteer center right near the dog adoption area. So we're really looking forward to having everybody out. We are having the Brazos Valley Veterinary Medical Association doing a rabies vaccination and microchip clinic there.
Right there.
And if you get your rabies and your county tag, you get a free heartworm test. And
oh,
that's
fun.
A blood test.
Good, good, yeah.
And they'll inform you about heartworms and what you need to do to get your monthly heartworm preventative for your dog.
Mm-hmm.
And then we really encourage people to microchip their pets. So we'll be doing microchipping, including international registration, for $25. And that gives your pet a permanent ID. It's just a little injection of a chip under the skin at the shoulders. Takes 5 minutes, and it's the best protection you can have for your pet.
Consider if you're going to have your pet for 10 years, that's $2.50 a year. I mean, it's just
it's just wonderful.
Really, what money well spent.
And we're unveiling the dates for Camp Humane. They're on our website, but they're 3 days in June, 3 days in July, and 3 days in August. And Camp Humane has dozens of speakers. We're blessed with a community full of animal professionals that are willing to come out and educate the young people. So we have everything from miniature donkeys to alpacas.
Oh, fun.
And dogs and cats and rabbits and snakes and birds. And it's really a great 3-day camp for the kiddos. So go to AggielandHumane.org and check out Camp Humane. And then if you're looking at your calendar right now, check the April 25th date for the Vet School Open House. We'll have a booth there, and of course, hundreds and hundreds of booths are there and lots of demonstrations about animal stuff. And then right after Adopt-a-thon, which is this Saturday, April 11th, we'll be kicking off the Bark Leader campaign. So from April 11th until October, people can campaign their dog to be the spokes dog for next year. They'll be able to raise funds to help the homeless dogs, and the dog can become the Alpha Bark Leader, the Senior Bark Leader, or the Junior Bark Leader.
All right. So, first, woo-hoo. Second, and third positions. Okay,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
fun. Yeah.
And it's really easy. It's online, and it'll be ready after Saturday. So check out our website again, aggielandhumane.org. And you can also click on events and go to Wienerfest and sign up for October 24th. We're already taking registrations for Wienerfest at Wolf Pen Creek October 24th. And that is a very popular event with thousands and thousands of people spending the day with their pets out there.
Yeah.
Don't have to have a dachshund. You can have a wannabe wiener.
That's right. Any of that's available. So if they want some more information, again, a busy weekend. And remember, the adoptions start at 9 in the morning, as does the clinic and then the agility drill. And it's a busy time, and we hope that the weather cooperates with you. If they want some more information, what do they do?
Well, they can call 979-775-5755. And our hours are Monday through Friday, 11 to 6. And this Saturday, we'll be open 9 to 3. So come on out or go to aggielandhumane.org and... you can also see us on Facebook.
All right. Well, lots of ways to follow you. Thanks for the time this morning.
You're welcome.
Let's turn our attention to the chamber. And Burl's here this morning. Hey, let's do a... How are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks.
No, you're not. Let me turn on that microphone. Now you're doing fine. Okay, good.
Hey,
let's turn around to go back to last week, because that was a busy time. You were out there in the community, of the community.
We saw 719 businesses.
Wow.
That we had a team walk in. Some of them had... the mayor, council people, firemen, policemen. It was just an amazing representation. We had about 150 volunteers, and we got a lot of feedback. We've gone digital on our survey, so we can type in name, phone number, issue, what do you want to talk about, what do you want follow-up on. So it was a great event for Brazos County to get an economic pulse of the community, which is two thumbs up.
Yeah, okay.
And... also, it was a great pulse for us to talk to our chamber members.
Sure.
And see what they're up to and see how we can help them better.
Well, again, when you come to them, then they've got the time to focus on you for just a minute. I mean, there may be things that they look at that they want to talk to you about, and it slips their mind or gets out of their day, and they can't do it. So this is a good chance for them to
I can't wait for Chamber Day to turn into Chamber Week.
Okay. Well, there you are. You heard it here first.
We can only promise to visit them.
What do you else got coming up now, then?
Oh, we got a full schedule. We have the job fair coming up on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Reynolds & Reynolds at the College Station Hilton from 11:30 to 4. We've got about 50 different companies that are represented. It's free to people to bring their resume, dress for success, and these are people that are hiring and taking applications right now. So another great economic indicator for our community. We have the Water Cooler 5K Fun, if you're into that kind of thing. Walk, run.
Fun is different things for different people, right?
And so there you are. If you don't think it's fun, come out and watch people having fun, because some people really enjoy that. So we have hundreds of people signed up for that. Again, we even have 120 volunteers to help us. So part of our health and wellness committee, they've done a great job putting this on. And Texas A&M University and HBA Office Furniture are sponsors. We're also going to have some health and wellness booths out there. So people bring in some healthy food and other things that can help people that are trying to have better health. So that is this Thursday, April 9th, Wolf Pen Creek Park, and it starts at 4 o'clock. You can't register. Registration closed last week. But again, if you're part of that, here's a reminder, and come out and watch, if not anything else. Our business after hours at Watercrest at Bryan is next Thursday, April 16th, from 5:30 to 7. And that's at 3801 East Crest Drive. Bring your cards. Bring your friends. It's like Cheers.
Bring your friends' cards, yeah.
Where everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
Because we're all wearing name tags.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, works very well. Yeah.
We also have the new member orientation coming up April 27th, sponsored by ABC Home Services. So if you're thinking about the chamber, you just joined the chamber, you saw us on Chamber Day, come back. We have about a one-hour presentation that will show you all the things that the chamber is doing for the community and doing for businesses in this town. Very informative. We have an Inner Circle event coming up. It's sponsored by Ronan Cooking, and it's Discover the Entrepreneurial Spirit of Aggieland.
Yeah.
We have about 13 different organizations that are going to talk about what they're doing to educate, incubate, and accelerate startup businesses in this town. Mays Business School, Startup Aggieland. There's two angel funds. We have the Small Business Center. So federal, state, local, regional, academia, private organizations like Binary Space, who has space for people that can't quite afford their office space yet. Mm-hmm. So a fun time. Ronin Cooking is a great place. It's out on a farm. So it's not even farm to table. It's farm at the farm.
Farm right there. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
So it gets close. We have a ribbon cutting for the Courtyard by Marriott, which is Wednesday, April 22nd at 4:30, and that is on Highway 6 South. And then I would never want to forget to mention our Platinum member spotlight.
And you shouldn't.
Brian Broadcasting.
Oh, hey, we like that. Yeah, very good. Yeah,
thank
that's
you for
very good.
All you do for the chamber. Yeah,
thank you. Tell me, are we going to have a report? Because, again, Chamber Day important. People getting out and talking to members and non-members and how things are. And I know there are good segments in the economy, and there's some that aren't so good. Are we going to get some reports as to what's going on right now as far as a snapshot?
We will. We release them preliminarily at the business after hours because it's all collected live online.
Sure.
So when we stop putting the data in, the data is live. Brazos County needs to look at that. We need to match it against data in the past to see see what any highlights are. But I think we have the preliminary results on our website, and I'll make sure at least you get them so you can talk about them now.
Okay, we have a double bubble. Obviously, it's good here. It's good in Texas. But, you know, at the same time, I think we are surrounded by a whole lot of soft economy, and you know, it's gonna come into our economy. We know that. But getting a good picture of that at this time would be fun. Thank you for the time this morning.
You're welcome.
All right. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin. A trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Starbucks plans to cover the full cost of an online degree for employees who work at least 20 hours a week. The program expands the coffee giant's partnership with Arizona State University, begun last year, that enables workers to earn full tuition reimbursement for the last 2 years of an ASU online bachelor's degree. Now, Starbucks will fit the entire bill. Consumer advocates say the new YouTube Kids mobile app targets children with unfair and deceptive advertising. Google introduced the app in February as a safer place for kids to explore videos because it was restricted to family-focused content. But consumer activists say the app is so stuffed with ads and product placements that it's hard to tell the difference between entertainment and commercials. Netflix has acquired a feature film written and directed by Ricky Gervais to debut next year, adding to the streaming service's growing roster of original films. In the comedy, Eric Bana plays a struggling radio journalist who files fake war reports from New York. And that's Your Money Now.
I don't care what they say. If you own a business, you did build that. You faced the tough challenges and you made the smart calls. So if your business is growing and you need more space, make the smart call today. General Steel. Our buildings have been used around the world, saving our customers as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. If your need is for storage and manufacturing, sure, we're the best. But with our custom exteriors and designs, General Steel buildings are used as offices, churches, retail stores, and more. Imagine a 5,000 square foot building for less than $35,000. Or even 10,000 square feet for an unbelievable price under $75,000. These are prices you just can't ignore on a building designed specifically for you. Make the smart call and call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. Save as much as half the cost of conventional construction and own the space you need. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Did you know a lot of fancy, expensive vitamins don't really work for you like you're told they do? Well, that's because most of them have a corn-based coating that does not break down in your stomach. That's why you hear about all those reports of vitamins just passing through your system. Now, Vital 28 is different. First of all, Vital 28 is made from only pharmaceutical-grade ingredients in an FDA-approved American lab, so the quality is unsurpassed. Then it has a water-based coating which allows your body to break down that vitamin and completely use it so that you're not wasting your money on non-soluble vitamins. Now, Vital 28 is even packed with more of the B vitamins, minerals, trace elements, and the antioxidants than most vitamins even have in them. Fully guaranteed, of course. Vital 28, for better results and better use of your money. Just go to myactivate.com or call them toll-free 800-465-4411. MyActivate.com or 800-465-4411. I know you've heard of the sweatshops of the past, and although most of them have been eliminated in our country today, we still hear of them existing around the world in different places. Some third world countries still take advantage of the horrible economic conditions to make workers perform in very poor conditions. I hope someday that we get rid of them and that workers and people everywhere are treated decently and with respect. But I do want to tell you about one that existed in this country. Oh, it had all the trappings of the typical sweatshop. No air conditioning, inadequate heat, no ventilation. But that was just the beginning. The bosses and leaders were tyrants. If you were late for work and missed roll call, you were fined the entire day's wages. If the workers didn't get the work done that was assigned to them for the day, they were literally locked in and not allowed to leave until it was done. And that wasn't just for special occasions and high workloads. That was every day. Now, if you missed a day of work, you had to stand up in front of the entire group of coworkers and explain why you were absent. And let me tell you, the excuse better be good, or there were some severe penalties. No, you seldom missed a day, and you were never late for work. Not at this place. One fella who had worked from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. without a break for a lunch or supper fell asleep at his workstation, and he was fined the entire day's wages for sleeping on the job. Now, if the day's assignments weren't done, you got 30 minutes for supper and a quick smoke break, and then it was back to work for as long as it took to get it done. Several people who survived the ordeal of this job said they saw the sunrise, and often they saw the sun set through the windows of the building. As I said earlier, most of the sweatshops have now been closed. Workers' rights are as important as the product they produce or the service they render. And maybe it was conditions like these that eventually got those workers' rights brought to the forefront and conditions changed for the better. But it's a little-known fact that those conditions did exist and are part of the record, the public record. Because the place I have just described to you really existed, right here in America, in 1848, in Washington, D.C. You see, it was the United States Congress. Things have sure changed, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. You like to travel? You like to travel when it can be okay and it's not inconvenient. Well, groundshuttle.com can help you so much with that. Because how many times have you been disappointed because something happened? You got canceled, you got stuck, you got stranded, you didn't make a connection, and the traveling then becomes even more stressful. Well, let groundshuttle.com make sure that getting to the Houston airports and returning home is easy because they'll drive. 10 trips a day to Bush, 4 trips a day to Hobby. They pick up regularly at Easterwood Airport, and also they'll pick up at your home or your office. That's available if you make arrangements ahead of time. So you can sit back, relax, commute in comfort. Reclining seats, power outlets, Wi-Fi will be here soon. And you get to Houston and make your connection in plenty of time. Give them a call at 855-303-4415. Or you can go to the website, which is groundshuttle.com, and get some more information. You see the really nice coaches around town, nice looking stuff. But most importantly, it's dependable and it's low stress. You don't have to worry. Sit back, relax, let the driver take care of getting you there. Again, groundshuttle.com or call them at 855-303-4415.
It's 3 a.m.
Honey, you wake up.
You're not feeling well. Not sure where to go? Know that St. Joseph's ER at South College Station is just minutes away. With life-saving treatment and specialized ER doctors, St. Joseph Emergency is part of the quality care available at South College Station. In a medical emergency, call 911. St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home.
Hunger, anorexia, and reward. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Anorexia is the most fatal of all psychiatric disorders. People suffering from the condition restrict their food intake, ignoring hunger signals that normally motivate people to eat. UC San Diego clinical neuropsychologist Christina Waringa and her colleagues compared the brain activity of women who had recovered from anorexia to that of women with no history of an eating disorder.
Hunger motivates people to eat because it makes rewards more enticing. And what we found was that hunger did not increase engagement of reward circuitry in the brain of individuals that had a history of anorexia. And so this may protect people with anorexia from hunger-related urges, which might help them restrict food even when they're already emaciated.
The researchers hope the findings will help them develop better therapies for anorexia in the future. The study appears in the journal Behavioral Psychiatry. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Today, how Facebook is playing a role in America's divorce courts. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. Start your own business? They say you're crazy to put everything on the line to be your own boss. But not GoDaddy. They like that courageous, passionate kind of crazy. They can help you put the idea or business you're crazy passionate about online. With their Get Online Today toolkit, you get a memorable domain name, a professional website, and personalized email powered by Microsoft Office 365. Sound expensive? It's not. For a limited time, GoDaddy's Get Online Today toolkit is just $1 a month. Just $1 with the purchase of an annual plan. Starting your dream business or putting your business online isn't crazy. Passing on GoDaddy.com's Get Online Today toolkit for only $1 a month, that's a little crazy. They've helped millions of small business owners, and they can help you too. Try the Get Online Today toolkit from GoDaddy.com and get a domain name, a website, and email for only $1 a month. Oh yeah, web hosting and 24/7 live customer support totally free. GoDaddy.com/Kim. That's GoDaddy.com/Kim.
Domain included with annual plan only. See site for details.
There's no question that social media has changed America's legal landscape. For the past decade, divorce lawyers have led the way, using social media to gather up evidence for clients. If a spouse is lying and cheating and generally carrying on badly, more often than not, it shows up on social media. But getting a divorce becomes all the more difficult when one spouse hides from the process server. If you can't serve them papers, you can't get the divorce. Until now, a judge has ruled that a New York woman can use Facebook to serve her estranged husband for the necessary paperwork. No one can seem to physically find the guy, but he's on Facebook every day. So in the first opinion of its kind, the judge rules that the wife can post the divorce papers directly to her husband's Facebook page. In short, Facebook can now be used as a process server. The lesson here is that if you can run and you can hide, but if you log in, they've got you. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com. WTAW News time is 8:32. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. The ability to vote anywhere in Brazos County on Election Day this November is going before the city councils and school boards in College Station and Bryan. County Clerk Karen McQueen says state law has progressed to allowing vote centers on all elections.
The idea behind vote centers is to not limit the voter to a specific polling place on election day. Everything from the primary, the runoff, to generals, to amendments, to schools are on the list.
After action by the councils, school boards, and the county commission, the final say rests with the Secretary of State.
Since all the elections are done in November, we are really hoping that all the other entities will get on board, because it is going to be for the benefit of the voters. It will be easier for them to vote and not have to, as I said, rush home to get to their precinct.
McQueen proposes 25 voting sites this November, then reducing the number next year by half. A Bryan nursing home was evacuated yesterday following a report of smoke and fire alarms being activated. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse complimented the staff at Sherwood Nursing Home on Memorial Drive.
That's something that can't be stressed enough on these places that have staff, whether it's a preschool, whether it's a nursing home, any kind of place like that, that evacuation during an emergency is just really an important thing.
The cause of the alarm was not determined by inspectors for the fire department or the alarm company. Bryan firefighters also made two house calls to a house fire on Beck Street located between Milam and Jones schools. Bouse says the original call on Sunday during rainy weather was the result of the occupant lighting a barbecue under some eaves. The fire rekindled yesterday after the fire got into the siding and in the attic.
The occupants are going to have to get an engineer or a licensed contractor to open up that wall and see if there is any structural damage behind the wall. And there is some members up in the attic that have some charring to them, and that will have to be decided by a professional as to what has to be replaced.
Bouse says the family is staying with relatives. The man who set fire on New Year's Day last year, then kept a Bryan woman and her son from leaving their apartment, is headed to prison. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office reached a plea agreement with 56-year-old Carl Felton, who admitted igniting phone books placed on top of a stove, then blocked the victims from leaving until after police arrived. Felton, who was staying with the victims and is listed in jail and court records as being homeless, was sentenced to 7 years for the arson. It's been 3 weeks since a College Station convenience store clerk was beaten and robbed while on the job. Yesterday, the man in jail accused of those crimes was arrested for the murder of Kevin Garcia. 36-year-old Nathaniel Tillery is now being held on bonds totaling just over $1 million. Garcia was working outside the Exxon at University in the freeway the early morning of March 17th when he was assaulted, robbed, kidnapped, and driven in the bed of his pickup to Fort Worth. Garcia died 3 days later. It's been 6 months since the Brazos County Health Department started tracking seasonal flu cases. The running total is at nearly 2,900 compared to more than 1,500 last year. For the week ending March 28th, there were only 19 cases. That's the fewest since before Thanksgiving last year. The 150th anniversary of the Civil War battle at Appomattox will be honored Thursday morning with the unveiling of the newest sculpture at the Brazos Valley Veterans Memorial.
The theme of this particular memorial is going home. And that's one thing that any service member of any era would always cherish, is that time when they actually went home.
Steve Beachy with the Veterans Memorial says the Civil War sculpture has two soldiers walking away from a fence, one from the Confederate Army going south and one from the Union headed north. The memorial program is Thursday morning at 11:30 at Veterans Park.
The Brazos Valley Symphony is bringing a string quintet that will perform selections from their upcoming Civil War tribute concert, which is going to take place on April 26th. They'll play Ashiken's Farewell, which is the theme from the Ken Burns series.
The program also includes Civil War reenactors and remarks from Baylor historian Michael Parrish. After a week's delay, state senators began considering a contentious plan to repeal a Texas law granting in-state public university tuition to the children of some people in the United States illegally. Democrats and Hispanic advocacy groups champion the law, while Republicans in the GOP-controlled legislature have pledged to end it. While the repeal should eventually clear the Senate, its chances in the House could be far murkier. State lawmakers are hearing about the momentous goals of the Higher Education Coordinating Board for increasing the educated workforce. Commissioner Raymond Paredes says they've made some significant progress over the past 15 years.
As of the fall 2014, we have added 590,000 more students to higher education than we had in 2000. That's an extraordinary leap. Our goal is to hit 630,000 by the time we get the final data for fall enrollments in 2015.
Still, Paredes says Texas ranks 8th out of the 10 largest states in the percentage of citizens going to college. He says their next strategic plan calls for 60% of people between 25 and 34 to have some sort of post-secondary credential by 2030. WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 69 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon today or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Don't miss the stirring finale of the BVSO season as Brigadier General Joe Ramirez, Commandant of the Texas A&M University Corps of Cadets, narrates Copeland's inspiring Lincoln portrait. Under the direction of Marcelo Busicki, this concert will be a moving tribute to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War. Tickets for the April 26th concert are available at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
It's the weather at 8:38. And it's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Clouds this morning, maybe some sunshine this afternoon, breezy and up around 80 today. Partly cloudy, breezy tonight, low 65 to 70. Clouds tomorrow, breezy, there may even be a few showers, highs anywhere from 80 to 85 through tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy and breezy, the chance of a shower, lows near 70. During Thursday, we'll see clouds. It'll be breezy. There's the chance of a couple of showers. Highs Thursday around 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. Yeah, earlier this morning, we were talking about some of the cities around Houston and how they got their names.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the stories that also is kind of interesting is the story of William Marshall Rice. That's the guy who endowed the university that's got his name.
Who we're playing in baseball today.
That's right, who we're playing in baseball today. He was from Massachusetts. Businessman came down here and endowed Rice University in 1891. Murdered 9 years later in New York City by his butler and attorney.
His attorney was a... Wait a minute, butler and attorney?
Oh,
oh, a conspiracy.
Butler and attorney, yeah. His ashes are underneath the statue on campus. And Rice Village, of course, is the area right there next to the university. Kind of unusual. Hello.
Hey, I got a question about the fire that Patrick was reporting. Was the guy trying to set fire to a brisket?
A brisket?
Yeah, he said lighting a barbecue. And barbecue is a kind of food, isn't it?
Oh, I got you. What happened? He lit what?
Yeah, it was the barbecue grill, barbecue to be more specific. Grill. Yes,
because you don't, you know, let's barbecue some hot dogs.
Yeah. Not in Texas, by God.
Don't get me started.
Hey, I made a pork butt yesterday. It was delicious.
You know, I tell you, how'd you cook it?
Smoked it about 7 hours.
Yeah. That's not bad, is it?
Yeah, well, I thought I was getting a great deal. It was 97 cents a pound. I thought, oh, man, this is so cheap. Got it home. Had to cut the bone out.
Well, sure you did.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you
got
to do that. But no, that was okay.
It was okay.
It is. That's
dry rub, smoked for a while, delicious.
I make pulled pork using that. And
yeah, it was supposed to be.
Can we stop
pork.
Talking about this right now?
Why?
I'm hungry.
Oh.
You ain't bringing none. I don't want to hear it.
There's chocolate chip cookies in the break room.
I get a Boston butt, and I get them. Actually, I'll get at refills. They'll cut that bone out for you.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Well, no, I stuck the bone up top at the back of the smoker to cook a little slower so I could have a little bits and pieces as it was
sure.
going.
Sure. Oh, yeah. That's not bad at all. Yeah, that's not bad at all. Hello.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Hey, man.
Hey, I was going to say the town of Rice up north of Corsicana on I-45 is named for the same Mr. Rice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, okay. He was a railroad man, and the railroad went up through there, and they named that after him.
You know, we were talking. This is Henry Mayo, who has surveyed all of Brazos County. He owned a surveying company for years, and he's walked most all of it. We found out today, or I found out earlier this week about Willis Van Hook. I had not known who he was, and that little Willis Van Hook Road, which comes off of Villa Maria going on to Finfeather, is kind of an interesting story too.
Yeah, I was involved in actually the naming of that. Our Historic Landmark Commission did, and we sort of did it because it's hook shaped, being a land.
Sure, hey, that works out.
But
just
we were
right.
Looking for a place to name something after that man, anyway.
All right, so now what have you found in the last? Henry always lets us know about this week in Brazos County history and that kind of thing. What have you found out in the last month about Brazos County that you didn't know anything?
I'm trying to think what I'm researching this week.
See, this guy spends his time digging in this. Oh, by the way, while I got you on the phone, that's more important than a fact. Are you going to teach your class again?
We're thinking about doing something maybe Brian's 150th anniversary celebration probably next year. Doing some adult classes on just local history. Focusing mainly on Brian history, and also it's the 175th of Brazos County next year.
Yeah, good stuff. I hope you do that. I always enjoy your stuff. Thank you, Henry.
Okay,
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yep, see you later. Guy knows a lot of stuff.
Yes,
fun,
sir.
Fun to talk to. Just fun to talk to. And, I've already put Kevin on that. Just, that's your assignment. Take that class if he does it.
Yes, sir.
Refiners are poised to be... Oh, Patrick.
Yes.
Let's talk about the Reddit button. Read it, whatever it's called. This I went and did that.
No.
I spent some time doing that on Saturday. I just watched.
I can't imagine you sitting. Yeah, I can.
I got to the point where I wanted to yell at the computer screen. I would just. Oh,
things right. Almost a week old.
I know. All right. So tell us the story.
Well, on April 1st, Reddit is an online. It's a community of communities, and someone decided to make a subcommunity called The Button, and there were very simple instructions on the side that said you can click the button. Only once. You don't have to, but you have to be logged in. So basically, you have to have a user account. So there's a limited number of people who can click this. There, it will end, and this button counts down from 60 to potentially zero.
But go ahead.
It's never gotten below 35, which is much lower than it had been all week. So anyway, people are clicking it at 59 seconds, 58 seconds, and they have dogmas. About this, there are people who are committed to not clicking.
Yes!
They call themselves the non-pressers.
Oh.
and everyone has flair. So the non-pressers have gray. They call themselves the shade. And then there are people who click at 60. They think they are the one true clickers.
Okay.
There are the blues, which click in the 40-second range. And now greens, which have made it to the 30-second range. No one's been to the yellows or the reds, which get into single digits.
Well, so now,
but it's a button.
When was the last time you checked it?
I check it every day.
Okay, well, because
multiple times a day.
On Saturday, it'd gotten to 38 seconds, I think.
Yes.
And so now it's gotten down to 35 seconds.
What is really interesting is the crowdsourcing of a lot. They have metrics on this. There are people who've created software programs that run, and they will capture all the data and let you know what the lowest number was clicked in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This is all just crowdsourced, and it all from one button. 638,000 people have clicked it, and most of the people who clicked it and have 60 or 59 seconds, they say, I didn't know what it was. I just clicked the button.
Yeah, see? Exactly. That's why I was ready to start yelling at the computer. What are you doing? Just let it go. Let's find out what's going to happen. But
some people compare it to Lost.
The
lotto numbers.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
And those numbers will be coming up tomorrow. 04, 08, 15, and then the time of day, too.
Oh, okay.
So it's interesting. We'll see.
If the lotto hits tomorrow, it'll be terrible.
So if you wonder why your productivity is down, kick all your employees off of Reddit.
Yeah.
If you work for a living and think you're the best at your chosen profession, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 15th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're currently accepting nominations in over 120 categories for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be listed on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Green Teams welcomes the Texas A&M Office of the President to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Texas A&M's Office of the President uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Susie Gallagher with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
847, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I'm not sure if I liked it better when gas prices were higher or when gas prices are lower. I tried to go to a gasatorium yesterday, and there are plenty of pumps.
Yeah. Okay?
But the problem is that there's a limited number of diesel pumps. Okay. I need diesel. Okay. And between people not parking in a way that would allow me to get access to the pump, because it's all about me, and people basically circling like vultures or just sitting still, mouth breathing, I had to leave.
I just got fed up with it, did you?
Go someplace else to fuel up.
You idled as long as you could?
I circled twice and couldn't find any place, and then couldn't even back into one because somebody wouldn't move, and I just went, I'll go someplace else. All that to say this, though. Refiners now are poised to make gasoline at record paces this year, keeping the biggest U.S. crude glut in more than 80 years from overflowing storage. Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I guess they've made their seasonal adjustments for summer driving.
Yes, all the cafe versions.
I'm still not sure that that's true. You know, I don't know if that's not like daylight saving time.
Is this like tinfoil hat thought?
Well, no, I mean, summer blends. You know, your car is pretty smart now. Your car is pretty smart. It can figure out a lot of things to do with that fuel rather than just mix it in there with the air and come up with a combustible formula. It does a lot of stuff. I don't know that we need summer blends, but that's fine. Whatever.
Does Windows XL do that too?
Yeah, XP.
XP, sorry,
Dang
XL.
Straight. That's right. Booming crude production expanded inventories this year by 86 million barrels. We got 471 million. That is the highest level since 1930. Okay, that's 85 years, right? Analysts for Bank of America Corp to Goldman Sachs have said storage space may run out. It looks like an oversupply to banks is turning into an all-you-can-eat buffet for the making of gasoline and diesel. Oh. Go get you a big old tank and put it at your place. Get like a 200-gallon tank. I guess there's probably zoning laws against that in the city.
I hadn't heard much about it in the past few years. There, initially, when oil was so volatile, and it typically is, but at a time, they were talking about selling shares of gasoline. You'd buy hundreds of gallons at a time, and then you could keep it at that price.
Sure,
and
right.
Refill on that when it was high.
So it's like buying futures.
Exactly, yeah.
Last July, refiners processed 16.5 million barrels of crude oil a day. That's the highest level in monthly Energy Department data going back to 1961. Refining margins in March, it averaged to $28 a barrel. That is the most since March 2013. It looks like there are going to be plenty out there, so it will be interesting to see what happens to our price.
And Scott will never fill up again.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I will. I'll have to just pick and choose my times. But I forget, it was about 11 o'clock yesterday morning. I kind of thought it'd be all right. Rachel Austin of Naples, Florida. Must have thought that men were the bait at Jack's Bait Shack. She was harassing several of them until the owner threw her out. Police showed up. She had bloodshot eyes and smelled of alcohol. She was told she needed to get a ride home. But instead of cooperating, she flicked a cigarette at the ossifer.
That's never good.
Had to be forcibly restrained and put in a cruiser. She then managed to get her hand free, made a gun with her fingers, and screamed, "Say hello to my little friend!" Wow. Bail was set at $20,000.
Yikes.
Thing. Good thing. Anyway. Well, you know, she just did the bait shack and just thought, you know, go over there and have yourself a good time. And it was in Florida, after all. So.
That's what they do.
If you'd like to look smarter, wear a white coat. Just
like a white sport coat?
Just be sure it's the right kind. In a recent experiment, volunteers were given an intelligence test while wearing a white lab jacket. The group who believed the jacket belonged to one of the doctors scored higher than the other group.
Who were told it belonged to... go ahead.
They said it was the painter's smock.
Oh. I was going to go with butcher.
But. Okay, yeah, that could work too.
Still
the
hungry.
Study had some revealing effects. Women wearing a white blouse looked and felt more innocent. Men in black T-shirts were a little stronger. People had more energy wearing bright-colored clothing. And those in formal attire had better posture, grammar, and more poise.
Because the shirts are starched and you're uncomfortable.
You are what you wear, I guess. Yeah. I mean, if that's to be true. Anyhow, that's what they're telling me. Be nice to see a little bit more about that. I'll dig around and see if we can get some more facts.
Do you often feel sad, anxious, or hopeless? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you're struggling with depression, you're not alone. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health can help you find answers and peace of mind. Call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together one piece at a time.
File your taxes with Jackson Hewitt today, and we'll give you a $50 Walmart e-gift card.
$50 Walmart e-gift card.
You could get a refund and get a $50 e-gift card to spend at Walmart.
50 big ones.
Get it at any of our 6,300 neighborhood Jackson Hewitt locations.
Knock, knock. Who's there? $50.
It's our gift to you for giving us a try.
How much do we love you? $50.
File for a $50 gift. Simple as that.
Holler.
File your taxes at any of our 6,300 Jackson Hewitt locations, including nearly 3,000 in Walmart stores, and get a $50 Walmart e-gift card instantly. Jackson Hewitt. Working hard for the hardest working. Ask a tax pro or see jacksonhewitt.com for terms and conditions.
About 5 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. In our airline segment, Air India grounded two pilots after they got in a fist fight in the cockpit. Captain and first officer allegedly came to blows as they were preparing for a departure to Delhi on Sunday night. Witnesses say the first officer was irritated by the captain's request to write down critical information for the flight, like the number of passengers on board and the plane's weight and fuel uptake. Okay.
Unidentified stupid rules.
Really. Unidentified spokesperson explained the co-pilot took offense at this and reportedly beat up the captain. What is that about? Anyway, so we'll see what happens there. So we were discussing earlier, does the pilot need to have a key to start the airplane? And you're saying depends on the airplane.
Right.
There is no ignition key on commercial airliners. It's a little bit more complicated. An air start motor rotates the jet engines before adding fuel and starting the ignition. This means that there are a few levers and buttons that need to be moved, but at least with commercial, no key. Question, does the crew eat the same food as the passengers?
Probably close, unless they bring their lunch.
For pilots, the food is typically the same as the food that is served in business class. Some airlines provide a menu for pilots to choose from. While it's recommended that the pilot and co-pilot eat different entrees in case of food poisoning, it's not a hard and fast rule. And it's rare for flight attendants to be provided meals for flights under 12 hours, but they are allowed to eat meals that are left over and can bring their own food. Years ago, I was went up to see an A&M game, and I had to fly into Kansas City. So after the game, I'm coming back. And this was one of those up-and-back type flight deals. I think I was on Southwest. I mean, where it just it left left field, came to Kansas City, turned right around, and went back. So I'm on the return leg there, and I'm sitting waiting to board the plane, and the plane has arrived, and the passengers get off the airplane who have come from Dallas, and then off come the pilot and co-pilot go down the terminal to the Burger King, get their burger and French fries, and go back onto the airplane, where I guess they got grease on the instruments. I'm not sure. How much fuel does it take? The amount of fuel that is consumed depends on the aircraft type and the altitude and the flight path and the weather. Boeing 767 on a flight from London to New York would burn about 75,000 pounds of jet fuel, while a 747 or Airbus A380 uses twice that amount. Why do airplanes leave those long white trails in the sky? That's condensation. Yep. from when the humid exhaust from the jet engines cool very quickly. Contrails in the colder and drier air that's up there.
Yeah, you say that.
Here we go with the tinfoil hats.
What do you think it is? You think it's people throwing Cool Whip out?
I think I haven't been up close and personal to see it, so I'll just take your word for it, I guess.
Occasionally you can, in an airplane, occasionally you can see that happening. Yeah. Could the doors to the plane be open in mid-flight? This ranks among passengers' biggest fears, but it's extremely unlikely, if not impossible. The
pressure.
Yeah, inside the plane, much greater than the pressure outside, which means the door is constantly being forced closed. And you have to be Superman to open it, most likely. But boy, if you could get your hand down and go whoop, you know, up and down with your hand like you do when you're in an airplane, when you're in a car, that'd be so cool. Yeah, anyway. All right, so we got
to tear your arm right off.
Yeah, it probably would. You're exactly right. And so I guess that's it as far as your airplane facts. Two men from Canada who took their sons on a journey to the original home of Kentucky Fried Chicken say a 2,000-mile trip they will never forget. In fact, for some Canadians, it was the third trip